dictionary to identify which parts of their pages are images, text, drop-down menus, and so on. Crucially, HTML itself embodies the ideal that knowledge is meant to be shared. Unlike proprietary software that hides its programming code, HTML lets anyone see and learn from its workings. Visit the New York Times website. Click View in the menu of your web browser and then Source. Now you can see where Google gets its description of the site because it's embedded in the HTML for nytimes.com. But by the late 1990s, Berners-Lee was questioning whether HTML had outlived its purpose. The internet boom was on, and HTML couldn't handle the complexity of what people and businesses were trying to use the web for. He advocated starting over with a new set of instructions for the web, one that made it more future-proof and, among other things, better able to handle the transfer of data between sites and users' computers. The World Wide Web Consortium, W3C, a standards body headed by Berners-Lee and sheltered at MIT, decided to cease development of HTML. Eventually, what emerged was an alternative language known as XHTML. The web industry at first supported the move, but reconsidered that position as XHTML developed. It wasn't completely backward compatible, which meant pages had to be redone to comply with the proposed new standard. And it was incredibly harsh in the way it handled mistakes made by web programmers. Until